The remains of a World War II soldier who died in a Philippine prisoner of war camp have been identified. Private Arthur Bud Kelder was ID'd after a legal battle between his family and the Pentagon. This came after a joint NPR-ProPublica investigation last year first exposed this story. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports.
When he was a teenager, John Aiken and his grandpa went to visit his grandpa's sister in Chicago. Aiken saw a picture on the wall of a relative he'd never seen before.
I asked, "Who's this picture of?" And Grandpa was kind of choked up, and he said, "That's Bud."
Bud Kelder, who enlisted in the Army in 1941, served as a dental assistant in Manila, the Philippines, then ended up on the Bataan Peninsula. The Japanese invaded, took prisoners, then marched thousands of Americans to POW camps. In late 1942, Bud Kelder died in one of those camps after suffering from malaria, a vitamin deficiency, and diphtheria. All his family got, Aiken says, was a letter.
And I realized how much hurt the entire family had suffered because Bud's remains were never recovered. None of them really knew what happened to him.
So Aiken decided to find out. He learned that Bud's remains were mixed with the remains of 13 other soldiers who died on the same day. They were labeled as unknown soldiers and buried in an American cemetery in Manila. But even though the family had evidence suggesting Bud was there, the Pentagon wouldn't dig up the graves. So Aiken filed a lawsuit against the federal government in 2009. And now, after years of motions and filings, the Pentagon has finally exhumed that group grave and matched Bud Kelder's remains with his family's DNA. Pentagon officials had no other comment. Aiken got the call from one of his cousins.
He was just over the moon excited. This is what we'd been waiting for.
The federal agency tasked with doing this identification work is the Joint POW-MIA Accounting Command, or JPAC. Our investigation last year found the agency to be slow, risk-averse, and prone to outdated scientific practices. Aiken says he shouldn't have had to sue the agency to get Bud Kelder identified, that this should have been routine work. JPAC officials maintain the reason the process can be slow is they take great care to not just make a positive ID, which is easier now with DNA testing, but to identify and return as full a set of remains as possible so families can have closure. Just because Kelder's remains have been identified, it doesn't mean the case is over. Aiken says some of those other 13 families want answers too. Since our investigation, the Pentagon has launched a major overhaul of JPAC. The longtime director of its Central Identification Lab will eventually be replaced by a Navy captain who's an expert on DNA. Kelly McEvers, NPR News.